Paul Ramo here in the studio with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. Also joining us is a happily married couple, John and Teresa Whitty.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Did I describe that right?
Oh, Maynard's giving us a hand.
Standing ovation.
I said,
thank you very much. Thank
happily
you.
Married couple, Maynard. That's what I said.
That's the best kind.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. And,
Thank you.
And I should have introduced you as Howie Mandel in the Deal or No Deal that you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's interesting. But
Madison Chamber Party.
Yep. Yep.
We dressed up as our favorite talk show host. So you know what I did? I looked up bald talk show host because those radio people out there who are listening.
Bald or bald?
Bald.
Oh, bald.
For those of you who haven't met us, John doesn't have a lot of hair.
He used to.
So I looked
up.
Yes. Bald radio or talk show host, and up came Howie Mandel. So we drew a little soul patch on his bottom lip. And dressed him up and put a couple earrings on him. It was so cute.
Do you know how many listeners right now are just shattered? You know, because they think, you know, he sounds like the voice of a young 18-year-old with jutting hair and big muscles. And now the truth has come out. I look like Howie Mandel.
Yep. Great costume. Teresa's dressed up like one of the ladies that hold the briefcase.
Yep, I had the briefcase. Yep.
High heels.
Yep.
And you won first place in the costume.
We did.
It was a fun night. Madison Chamber is awesome.
Yep, that was a great night with the week ago.
And so. That was our 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I want to congratulate you guys. This is kind of breaking news here. It's been out maybe a couple days, but Rural Solutions opened up a store in Milbank, South Dakota.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
You're expanding. Go ahead. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're expanding into the Milbank area. We've been serving many customers in Milbank for quite a few years, and we have finally opened a store there, a storefront, and we're going to have it staffed and ready to go. It should be ready to go on Monday.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, and it's going to have a similar feel and look, to, you know, when you walk into it as our Madison office. So mm-hmm. Everybody should, you know, feel right at home. And
you have a workroom and that kind of thing too. And
yeah,
okay,
yep.
We've
got a great front desk.
And same services in Madison.
Exactly, okay. Same services. And if there's something that we can't do in one place or the other, we have remote services, so we can have our guys remote in, no matter where they are.
Yep.
And work on what they need to work on.
All right. Yeah, so you're Ortonville, Milbank, Webster,
mm-hmm,
listing
Big Stone,
area.
All yep.
Big Stone.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. We'll be taking computers for repair on Monday.
Starting Monday. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Can't wait. I'll have to run over there.
We'd love to
Absolutely.
Have you. Encourage everybody to come by and say hi.
All right. Good. All right. Teresa, what's our subject today?
Well, we're going to talk about printers today, Paul. And we thought we would do a price comparison on color inkjet printers versus color laser jet printers.
Yeah.
What's the difference between laser jet and just regular?
I got this one, Teresa.
Okay.
So the laser jet, the inkjet printers, that's actually a liquid. The ink is a liquid in cartridges that you put in. And whereas the lasers is a toner. It's like a dust. And then when you print on those, it heats that dust and it's, you know, seats to the paper. So not only is the print quality better and lasts longer on a laser than it does an inkjet, there's other things.
Doesn't smear. It doesn't fade.
Does it dry right away?
Instantly.
The ink doesn't quite dry right away. Some of that
right.
has to sit, but the laser, it's fused.
Mm.
And so it comes out and...
And if you're used to your small inkjet printer, you know that when the ink starts getting down there, the pages get lighter and lighter.
Correct.
Streaky. And it doesn't do that with a laser printer.
It doesn't. Okay.
No. Well, so let's take a look. We think that laser jet printers are fabulous.
Personally, it's all I would own.
Right. Right. But people get scared off because of the price. So let's just look at the price here. So we can get a simple inkjet color printer for $30. Okay. While your color laser simple printer is going to cost about $250. And these are like bottom prices, bottom end prices. So that's a big price difference.
And a lot of people at that point say, well, I want the inkjet. But it's like, wait, there's more. And
okay, then let's look at the price of the ink. For the inkjet, it's $35 for black and $38 for color. And that prints about 480 pages of black and 330 pages of color. Okay. Now for the laser jet, the black cartridges are $88. And the colors, there's three colors, and they're each $100. Mm. So you're talking $380 versus $75 for replacing toner.
What's the better investment?
So, yeah, so it's like, whoa, that's really a lot of money for, you know, you've got this $95 initial investment for the inkjet, and you've got, what's that, $638? Is that right? $638 for a color laser. Yeah. Well, it kind of seems like a no-brainer to get that inkjet.
That's right.
It's a lot cheaper, but let's look at the cost per page.
All right.
I call it cost of ownership.
Cost of ownership. So we ran some numbers for two different kinds of users. First of all, let's look at the user who prints like 30 pages a month.
Okay.
Maybe that's you, Paul.
One page a day.
Yeah, I do print one page a day for my sports report at home.
Yep. Yep. So, and I think a lot of home users, you know, that's about how much they print, and sometimes even less. Well, when you add up the cartridges that you're going to need in order to cover that, now what you need to know for inkjet printers is whether you use up the ink or not, after 6 months, it's going to be dry.
They dry out.
Okay.
So either they run out or they dry out.
Okay.
So if you want to print 30 pages a day for, and we're going to look at the
30 pages a month.
Or 30 pages a month for 3 years, let's say we're looking over 3 years, your cost per page is going to be 50 cents.
And what?
For the inkjet printer.
Inkjet printer, okay.
Yep. And you're going to have to change your cartridges about, what did I say? Once every 6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months.
Yep.
And so you're, it's $545 in 3 years that printer's going to cost you.
Oh, wow.
If you use, that's the $35 printer, yep. The quote-unquote cheap
yep.
one.
Yep, $545. Okay, so let's look at the LaserJet. You buy it, you put that initial investment in, and it's $638. That toner is going to run you 2,300 pages. Okay, that is more than the number that you're going to reach.
Number of printings. Right. Yep.
So not only will that initial investment of 200 and, no, what was it?
250.
The 200, oh, the $638 because you got to the.
Right.
That's actually 6 years, right?
Let me read my own paper. So you got the $250 printer and you got $388 in toner. Okay, so that's like $638. That's going to cover you for that whole 3 years.
Yep.
That's still higher, though, than the inkjet.
Right.
But what you don't realize is that that toner is only half used.
Right.
So you can actually, the price for 6 years is $638.
Yep.
So half of that's $388, 36 cents a page.
It's cheaper. Ink,
the toner, the LaserJet wins.
In the long run?
In the long run, yep. Over 3 years for your home user.
Okay.
Okay. And if you print, I got a lot of people, they'll say, I print 5 pages a month. You know, I barely use it.
Yep.
Well, you're still going to have to pay that same amount for the ink because it dries out.
Right. Does the toner ever dry out?
No, it's powder. It never dries out. Okay. We've had powder for 7 years at home.
Oh, no, 10, more than,
And still going.
Good.
So, okay. So then let's look at the heavy user. Let's say you print 50 pages a day. You're a small business or, you know, you're doing quite a bit of printing. That's 1,000 pages a month, 12,000 a year. Okay? In that three-year period, your cost for the inkjet is going to be about $6,700, $6,800. Okay? $6,800 comes out to 18 cents a page. And with that, you're going to have to change your ink cartridges at least twice a month, 2 to 3 times a month. Now, the laser is going to be $5,820 and 16 cents a page. So there's not a lot of cost difference over
about
3 years.
Same, yeah.
But with that laser printer, you're not constantly having to stock and refill your ink, and it's not, your ink isn't fading over, you know, as you get to the end of those of the cartridges.
Yep.
So
the bottom line is?
The bottom line is
LaserJets are a better investment.
LaserJets are a better investment. They're cheaper in the long run. and that's what we recommend. Printers, we still have, you know, there's still use for the color inkjet printers. A lot of people like to get them. They're smaller. They print nice pictures, photographs.
Yep, they do. My wife uses it a lot. The printer we bought from you is amazing.
Awesome.
Yep. And can I put my 2 cents worth in here?
Sure.
I love it. The printer that we bought from you, it prints both sides of the paper.
Yeah, that's
it's called duplexing.
Feature.
Yeah.
Yep. And my wife loves sitting on her couch on her cell phone, doing a document on her cell phone, and she just hits print on her cell phone, and in the next room, you can hear the paper hit the floor.
Yep. Air printing.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Good printer.
So, so that's printers for you in a nutshell, and we sell both kinds, you know.
But I always try to encourage, if you haven't heard my spiel, and I know people are listening, and I've heard that before, because I've tried to talk people down, because I just want them to be, you know, satisfied with what they bring home. And
but for some people, the upfront
is just too much.
And we understand. So, you know,
Okay. All right. Well, where can we get one of those printers?
Well, you can come and visit us on Main Street Madison, or in Milbank on Highway 12. Highway 12. I got to get used to this. This is brand new. Highway 12. That's right. We're in the old Dallas Hansen building.
Yep.
You can call us at 320-698-4747, and that'll get you to either place. We can connect from that location.
Or as always, you can email us all the time, support@ruralsolutions. I'm going to add another thing. ruralsolutions.com. Thank you, Teresa. And like us on Facebook. I'm starting to try to really promote this Facebook page that we've got. Yeah. And I want to see how many people we get to like us in the next month.
Absolutely.
So February is Facebook, FF. You know,
nice.
February, Facebook. And I want to see if we can double our amount of likes or followers.
So go to our Facebook page and type in the search
rural
box.
Rural Solutions.
Find the Madison, Minnesota, or Milbank, and like.
Yep. You bet. You can also get our radio shows on that, too.
All right,
It's a link to your podcast.
That's right. All right, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks,
Thank
Paul.
You, Paul.
Good subject. And remember, Monday, the Rural Solutions store opens up in Milbank, South Dakota.